I'm gonna upgrade my life. I'm gonna upgrade my life. Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Alana DeGrasse, and welcome to this podcast. I want to also welcome you to episode 2 of the Upgrade My Life series. Well, you know what? I had the pleasure of speaking to you yesterday about why it was essential for me to recognize how important it is to say that I will upgrade my life. And I would encourage you to go back and listen to that podcast if you missed it and this is your very first time. But I first want to say hello to all of my listeners out there. To all of those of you who follow me on Instagram, you can find me there at Dr. D Inspire. To everyone who's on my Tomorrow Can't Wait Facebook page, hey, how are you? And to all my tribe ladies that are a part of the Women Build Confidence coaching series. And these women hail from all over. We have women in North America. We have women from Brazil. We have women from Trinidad. We have women from Jamaica. We have women from Africa. We have women from London. I mean, just individuals desiring to grow. Isn't that exciting? Every day, I have the wonderful opportunity of reading some of the most passionate emails. And when I mean passionate, I'm talking about emails where individuals are really going deep and they're saying, Dr. Alana, look, I have goals that I would like to reach. Oh, I would love to be a writer one day. I would love to be a singer one day. I would love to grow in my business. I would love to be a college student. You know, maybe you're someone who raised children and you never had time to go to school. Or maybe you've been spending all this time in school and you never had time to live. See, everybody has a different barometer when it comes to what success looks like. That's why when I coined this hashtag, #UPML, I really wanted it to be something that you could take as a personal mantra of sorts. You know, that ability for you to say, I will show up for me. I'm going to show up for me. And I had the wonderful pleasure of sharing with you a piece of poetry, from my Chronicles of a Poet book, which really talks about living in resentment. And I mentioned that when we live in resentment, it's the worst pill that anyone could swallow. So today I want to talk to you a little bit about how I actually had my wake-up call. You know, I loved teaching. I loved standing before my students and talking to them about hot topics of the day, talking to them about how they show up in the world. And what really got me into speaking professionally, what really got me to start my own company was essentially, you know, I would have these hot topic discussions that were not necessarily tied to the class curriculum, but it allowed the students to find their voice with regards to hot topics of the day. And I noticed that as we would engage around these hot topics, students wanted to hang out longer. They wanted to discuss, what does it mean to live in this new economy? What does it mean if I'm studying what I'm studying and I get out in the real world and I'm trying to apply these principles? What does it mean? What does it mean to understand what it is to really own my voice, to own my story? And so with that, it definitely informed my decision to craft programs and webinars and trainings and motivational series to help individuals realize, look, you don't have to live average. You don't have to do what's just expected of you. And you know what I have found after teaching hundreds, and I mean hundreds, of students at many different levels, and after speaking to groups where there can be anywhere between 20 to 100 to 1,000 individuals, what I have seen is that most people want you to look them dead in the eye. Give them a pause and simply say, you know what? What was that dream you had 10 years ago? What was that dream you had 15 years ago? Does it still resonate with you? Does it still keep you up at night, even though no one knows? I can't tell you the amount of personal letters I get where people tell me their truths. I can't tell you the amount of engagement I've had with some of the top executive leaders in our world about some of their concerns, what they want to accomplish in their personal and professional lives. And you know what? What they're really looking for is that validation that says you may not be perfect. Yeah, you may not have everything in place, but there's a possibility that you will be able to accomplish this new goal or this new mountain that you want to step upon. See, sometimes people look at those that we may consider as a success and we think they have arrived. And really, if you talk to individuals who've reached their mountaintops, half of the time they're wondering, how did I get here? And the other half, they're asking themselves, what's new? You know, it's like we look at the Olympians who win the Olympic medal. We only see them at the top of that plateau, but we don't see the grimy grind they take day in and day out just to get to that pivotal point. And guess what? They needed a coach along the way. They needed the coach to say, look, yeah, I know you're talented. Yeah, I know you're skilled, but you can still do a lot more. And today, I want to ask you that question. You know, if you and I were sitting in a room in whatever area in life that you have right now, and I asked you, one being the lowest, 12 being the highest, are you really living to your full potential? Are you really feeling vibrant when you wake up in the morning? Are you really feeling pumped up? And if not, I want to ask you a question. Are you able to be brutally honest? So what are the excuses that you provide for being what we call stagnant? You know, there's nothing more amazing than looking at a hamster on a hamster wheel. It just keeps going around and around, and it has great intention, great mobility. Unfortunately, that's just how we are when we think about areas in our lives that we want to change. But maybe for you, after listening to this podcast, you say, you know what? I'm not going to be on the hamster anymore. Now, in my small booklet, the Women Build Confidence Coaching Series, I talk about the excuses I used for not leading the best life for myself. I used a great excuse we all do. Hectic schedule. Oh, I'm so busy. I can't get to those journals I've been hiding in my closet that I want to one day turn into creative pieces up. Oh, I'm a teacher, so, you know, I have so much responsibility. I don't have time to dig deep and really work on these things that I also think are very important. So I became a servant to my schedule. I became a servant to even good excuses. And you know what? It served me. It served me for a good 10 years of nothingness, of resentment, of missed opportunities. And there's nothing like looking at that. There's nothing like feeling the sense of failure. It's like knowing that you have a prize and you see it far off, except you have a blindfold on. So it's like you're walking, you know the prize is out there somewhere, but you have blinders on. Oh boy. Now, if I'm sharing anything that you find to be valuable, I want you to subscribe to my website. I want you to send me an email. Send it to subscriber@dralanadegrasa.com. And I want you to let me know, are you growing? Have you heard something today that really makes you go, See, for me, I said I was going to share with you my story about my own wake-up call. So after teaching for many, many years, randomly, I just laid in bed one night and I pondered and I was like, why did this thing happen in my life? And why did that thing happen in my life? And why did I not take that opportunity? And why did this person say that thing to me? And why didn't this person treat me this way? And my mind just started wandering. And as it wandered, I just heard something. And it said, Alana, if you only had 120 days to live, would you have any resentment? Would you have any sadness? And I thought about it, and I was like, yeah, I would have sadness. I would, because I'm a singer and I haven't written any new songs because I'm supposed to live with this title. And I guess this title doesn't sing. And I also write poetry and I want to write poems and I have so much I want to share and I have so much I want to say, but there's just too much I want to do. And plus I'm past 30 now. So what's the point? I had all of these discussions with myself, all of these discussions, paralysis of analysis. But then when I recognized that I would live in that kind of resentment, I don't know, I got up the next morning, I kept thinking about that, and I was walking around the living room, and I just began to hum. And then I began to say to myself, with no one listening, you've got to live this new life. Not like the life you've had before. So what would you do with 120 days? 'Cause you've got to live this new life. You've been trying to see things through. Yes. So when I started to sing that, something got a hold of me. And I said, that's it. I went to my closet. I pulled out any journal I could find. And I drove to Starbucks. And I opened up a blank page and I began to write. And as I wrote and wrote and wrote, I ended up creating my very first self-help book called Tomorrow Can't Wait. And it really was a reminder to myself that I didn't have to wait until tomorrow any longer to start living. So I just want to encourage you today. Look, have you been putting things off? Do you have a talent or a skill or something you've always wanted to do? Are you past 30, 40, 50, 60? Can I just encourage you today to say, it doesn't matter how old you are. I've seen 16-year-olds behave as though they're 80-year-olds. I've seen 80-year-olds behave as though they're 20-year-olds. You know, it's really how you feel on the inside. How are you letting your experiences inform how you live today? Are they dragging you down, or are they informing you to behave differently, to seize the moment differently? So I want to wrap this up today and just give you some takeaways. Number one, look at your life. Look at the tools and the gifts that you naturally possess. Are you using those on a daily basis? When's the last time you really looked in the mirror and just smiled at yourself? And if you have not done so already, please, anytime you listen to a Dr. D podcast, I double dare you to get a journal and a pen and jot down your takeaways. And if you love what you're hearing so far, you can also listen to me on live stream. Find me on Instagram at Dr. D Inspire. And lastly, if you love the poems and the words of encouragement that I'm sharing with you, feel free to stop by my website by clicking on the link below this podcast and stay in touch with everything we've got going on, because you've got to live this new life. Not like the life you've had before. So what would you do with 120 days? Hey, I hope you have your wake-up call very soon. This is your host, Dr. D. I'll see you again in another podcast. Bye-bye.